Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Ria's Wonderful Diwali. Ria and Romy have woken up early today. It's Diwali, after all. They can't wait for all the fun to begin. "Happy Diwali," says Mummy Rabbit, coming into the room. "Have a nice bath and change into your new clothes." Ria and Romy join Baby Rabbit, Mummy Rabbit, and Daddy Rabbit in the living room. They're all dressed in new traditional clothes as well. Baby Rabbit is looking especially cute in his cream kurta and red dhoti. "I'm going to draw rangoli outside," says Mummy Rabbit. "Can we also try, Mummy?" asks Ria. "Of course," smiles Mummy Rabbit. "Daddy has already made some space for you." Soon, Ria, Romy, and Mummy Rabbit are busy outside. While Mummy Rabbit sprinkles the colored powders to make a beautiful pattern, Ria and Romy use stencils for their rangolis. Nani Rabbit and Nana Rabbit arrive just as they finish doing their rangolis. "Happy Diwali," squeal Ria and Romy, running over and giving them tight hugs. "The house is looking very nice," says Nana Rabbit, as Mummy Rabbit serves everyone sweets. "We helped Mummy and Daddy clean it," says Ria. "Have you got Diwali presents for us?" asks Romy, climbing into Nani Rabbit's lap. "Of course we have," replies Nani Rabbit, cuddling him. "I've got a train set," squeals Romy. "I've got a keyboard," gasps Ria. "Thanks so much, Nani and Nana. And this soft turtle toy is for Baby Rabbit," says Nani Rabbit, picking him up. "Lunch will be ready in a few minutes," says Mummy Rabbit, from inside the kitchen. "I can't wait," says Ria, smacking her lips. Mummy's making her special Diwali meal. Romy rubs his stomach and nods. The rabbit family is soon enjoying Mummy Rabbit's delicious food. "There are so many dishes," says Ria, looking at her plate. "I can't decide where to start." Everyone bursts out laughing. "That was a wonderful meal," says Nana Rabbit, after lunch is over. "I really enjoyed the chole and puris." "And the jalebis were out of the world," says Daddy Rabbit. "They really were yummy," says Ria. When evening comes, Mummy Rabbit lights the diyas in the garden. The small oil lamps give a magical feel to the entire place. The colorful paper lantern sways gently and casts a beautiful glow. The rabbit family sits down together and enjoys the warm breeze. Mummy Rabbit serves spiced almond milk along with some rajma kebabs and mixed vegetable pakodas to everyone. "Shall we light some fireworks?" asks Daddy Rabbit, as darkness falls. "Yes, yes, yes," say Ria and Romy excitedly. "Please put on some footwear," says Mummy Rabbit. "And be careful. These are special eco-friendly fireworks," says Daddy Rabbit, carrying a large box into the garden. "That means they don't harm the environment," explains Ria to Romy. "We learned that in school." Mummy Rabbit lights a sparkler on a candle flame and hands it to Ria. "It's so beautiful," says Ria, as a shower of golden sparkles pours out. "I want one as well," says Romy. "I'm going to light a flower pot now," says Daddy Rabbit. He puts it some distance away and lights it carefully with a sparkler. Everyone claps loudly as the flower pot throws up a tall shower of colorful sparkles. After the last ground spinner fizzles out, the rabbit family sits down to watch the annual Pashunagri fireworks display. Ria and Romy gasp as bursts of colorful lights illuminate the dark skies. "It's time for dinner," says Mummy Rabbit. "Can I have some more jalebis?" asks Ria, as they all go inside. "Of course," says Mummy Rabbit, giving her a hug. So as everyone sits down for a scrumptious dinner, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Ria and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.